This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At the World Economic Forum, now concluded in Davos, there was a lot of focus on income inequality and what it does to society. President Obama is hoping his focus on middle-class economics will help more of those in the bottom 99% get a boost. We learned from a report out today from the left-leaning Economic Policy Institute that not all 1%ers are created equal. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, the income gap is much wider in some states than in others.
Nationwide, the average income for the top 1% is $1.3 million a year. But in Connecticut and New York, it's well over $2 million. The ratio of what the rich earn to the rest is also much higher, 50 to 1, says report co-author Mark Price at the Keystone Research Center.
This is a pretty thin air at the top of the income distribution.
Price says the air is thinnest the closest to Wall Street, where bank and hedge fund managers are making more than ever. Of course, it also pays to strike oil in North Dakota. But in that state, the gap between top earners and everyone else is much smaller than in New York and Connecticut. J. Michael Collins at the University of Wisconsin explains oil jobs are booming and workers are in high demand.
North Dakota has had wages climbing. That's what helps with income inequality. When you have wages stagnated for 15 years, it's going to be hard to not have income inequality worsen.
Maybe if the whole country had unemployment under 3%, like North Dakota, we'd be hearing less about income inequality these days. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.